Well, actually, we've got a very special guest with us here, Kevin Stafford from Food City Marketing. Kevin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
It's interesting. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin. Chris Corm here. Glad to hear your voice, buddy, and hope all is well.
I'm doing great, Chris. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, Ron's kind of in and out with us. Ron's down in Loudoun, and I'm up here in Corriton, and that's like, as the crow flies, about 2 hours apart, and we're having some technology challenges today, but glad you could join us. Tell us a little bit about Food City Weekend and dirt on the track that we love as world's fastest half-mile Bristol Motor Speedway.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting. So we first got the news, I guess, late last year that you know, they were going to put dirt back on the track, and that was going to be our race. And, you know, first thing we thought of was, man, dirt in March. And I hope the weather definitely clears up. All we have is rain here lately. But, man, if we can get a nice weather weekend, I think all the Cup Series guys and the truck guys are extremely excited about coming to Bristol, racing on the dirt. It's one of the hottest topics that everybody's talking about in NASCAR. I'm just glad that Food City can have its name on the dirt race. And, you know, 250 laps on dirt should be very, very interesting, to say the least.
Well, and I'll tell you what, with a lot of experience in dirt racetracks, they're going to have the race during the day, so that will give it a different dynamic too. But, you know, that's not the only racing that's going to be going on. I mean, I know that the Bristol Dirt Nationals is coming up the 19th and the 20th. They're going to race all week. In fact, they had race cars on the racetrack this prior week.
Yeah, they're definitely. I seen yesterday that Kyle Busch is coming in for the Dirt Nationals. Can't remember the number of drivers that are coming in for the Dirt Nationals, but it's definitely in excess of 1,000 that should be there. And man, it's just going to be exciting to see them on the track. And then of course our weekend, then World of Outlaws after that. So a lot of use out of that dirt facility. It's amazing. Got the opportunity to be down there last week and just see the progression they're making, and I think they told me they brought more than 1,300 truckloads of sawdust and dirt and that what they call that beautiful red Tennessee clay onto the track. I was just thinking about that, and 1,300 truckloads, that is a lot to fill in that particular surface. And man, it looks good. I'm telling you, it looks really, really good. And man, I'm excited for going racing. The drivers are excited. Last Friday we were over there. We got the opportunity to have Richard Petty there and Eric Jones. We're going to sponsor Richard Petty's number 43 car that Eric Jones will be driving for the Food City Dirt Race, us and our good friends at Procter & Gamble. So they have the Tide colors on with the Richard Petty blue and the Food City logo on there. Pretty special. And I think Eric Jones will be pretty good on dirt too. So excited about all the things around the Food City race weekend.
Well, I'll tell you, Kevin, we were talking about that alliance there last week, and the Tide Food City going to be. We were just talking about the brilliance in marketing, what Tide can do with that, all the dirt that's going to be at that racetrack, how dirty everything's going to be, and how obviously Tide's the only thing that's going to get it out.
Yeah, they are excited. We've got some great things around that partnership. Obviously, we do a lot with the folks at P&G throughout the year. And, man, we started working on this one with the dirt race. I guess it was, again, late last year. And, you know, we started talking about the possibility, and they were just like, you know, can we do it? And I was like, yeah. So my good friend Lisa Johnson, which you know, Chris, and we started talking about who would be great and really came up with the idea of, you know, we've never had the opportunity to work with Richard Petty Motorsports on a sponsorship standpoint. We've worked with them on many other ways, and we worked together on that for several weeks, and the guys at Richard Petty Motorsports agreed to do that along with Tide and us. And man, I'm telling you, it's great. Richard is so excited to have that sponsorship with Food City and Tide, and hopefully it'll do some great things for them in the future. But yeah, from a marketing standpoint, we love it. We got some great things that'll happen kicking off March the 3rd in our store. So next Wednesday, we'll start some sweepstakes around buying Tide in the stores. And again, like you said, man, you're going to need that Tide after you spend the weekend at the races.
general, one of NASCAR's longest running sponsors.
Yeah, it. I'll tell you, the sponsorship that we have and the relationship we have with our friends at Bristol Motor Speedway, it's pretty good. It's just like a family relationship that we have with those guys. You know, they're in step with us on everything that we do. They're always wanting to be supportive. I think we reciprocate that to them, and you know, they're always adding something special. You know, this week they announced the Bush's Beans practice day on Friday. So before you get to the weekend, they've got two scheduled practice sessions for the Cup Series and the Camping World Truck Series. You know, that'll be great to watch. I mean, because now in the COVID world, you don't get to see a lot of practicing anymore. But a limited number of grandstand seats, I know they'll open up along the front stretch for that. But so really, think about it. We get to see it for 3 days out there on the dirt. And, again, we just think it's going to be a great race. Nobody really knows what to expect once they turn all the cars loose. And anybody could win. That's the other thing. That's what I've loved about the NASCAR season so far. Two new winners in NASCAR. And it really looks like it's going to be an exciting season. And this dirt race just adds to it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so. I think nobody really knows what to expect with Cup cars on dirt. Now, we've ran, obviously, trucks at Eldora here for a few years. Not going to do that this year. But to see a Cup car at world's fastest half mile, that thing's still going to be banked 19 degrees. Not 36, but still going to be banked 19 degrees. And the dirt late models I saw going around that place last week, they were wide open. They never lifted. But, Kevin, tell us, can you get Food City night or NASCAR tickets at Food City? Can I go to the grocery store and pick up tickets there?
You know, unfortunately not this year for this race. Hopefully we'll be back in September selling those. Because of the limited capacity due to COVID, the guys at BMS have already sold to capacity for the Food City dirt race. There's still a few tickets available for Saturday. But here's the cool thing about Saturday. It's a whole lot better now because both the Cup and the Truck Series will be doing heat racing in Busch Beans qualifying on Saturday. So that'll be pretty exciting as well.
Saturday could be just as good as Sunday.
Hello? Yeah. Saturday will be, it'll be really good. But of course, I mean, Sunday will be the star of the show. I loved what, Richard Petty said last week, where he said, you know, we don't have dirt cars. He said, you know, we're have the Cup cars. And he goes, it's anybody's game when we get out there. So it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, for sure. And hey, a big salute and hello from Callie. She's not with us today, but she knew you were going to be on, and she's very fond of you. So Callie, the former Miss Food City, says hello.
Well, you tell Callie we said hello as well. So she did a fantastic job representing our company, and I wish you to miss her and Chris, you and your family as well. So y'all are great representatives for our company.
Well, I'll tell you what, Kevin, if you see me in a different grocery store besides Food City, I'm lost. A lot of people know that about me, and that was before Callie was Miss Food City. I'll tell you, Food City, one of my very first sponsors when I had 411 Motor Speedway, and, you know, I'm very very grateful for Food City, and, you know, still love it. We'll go to Food City 3 times a week, I think, just to walk around. So it's a pretty cool place to go, and I encourage everybody on their way to the racetrack, stop at Food City because they're a big supporter of motorsports. Kevin, anything else you want to add?
No, I will tell you, just appreciate what you guys do, and didn't get a chance to talk to Ron, but obviously we appreciate your partnership and what you guys do for the sport. And again, your show is fantastic. I love when I get the opportunity to listen to it or come on and talk. Maybe we can do it again. We lead up to race weekend, but appreciate all you guys do for motorsports. I think it's an exciting NASCAR season upcoming, and I think you guys have that same excitement.
Absolutely. Once again, Kevin Stafford, Director of Marketing, Food City, we appreciate you coming on, and we'll see you at the races.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Again, that's Kevin Stafford. Always glad to have Kevin on there. He is the heartbeat of the marketing department at Food City. And if you're at a racetrack or even maybe a UT ball game, you'll run into Kevin, a really, really cool guy. Sam, glad to have him on.
Yeah, good interview. Nice, solid information about the Bristol Dirt Race. I know I'm excited.